If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
So one retired teacher has had enough of listening to people comment on the way that the education system and our teachers work. And her letter is going viral. Text us on this one this morning at 92925. I know we're going to hear from some teachers. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So let me get right into this letter. Okay, I'm going to read most of it. This woman, she's a retired teacher. She said she's just had enough of everybody's comments, and she decided to tell parents to think again before pointing their fingers towards our educational system. She said, "As a retired teacher, I'm sick of people who know nothing about public schools or have not been in a classroom recently deciding how to fix our education system. The teachers are not the problem. Parents are the problem. They're not teaching their children manners, respect, or even general knowledge of how to get along with others. You will see that it is not schools that are failing, but the parents. Teachers cannot do their jobs and the parents' job. Until parents step up to do their job, nothing is going to get better." Ooh. So you can imagine there are people on both sides of this. I'm not a parent, but it sort of would make me angry, I think, if I were a parent, Kim Kieran.
I kind of agree a little bit.
Yeah? You think it's all the parents' fault?
Not all the parents' fault. I think it's a 50-50.
Okay.
But my kid's at a great school.
So. Okay.
I don't think it's the parents' fault. I mean, if you want to look at what's lacking in the education system, lack of, you know, relevant curriculum is lacking, lack of funding, there's a lack of resources, a lack of salaries for the teachers. I mean, we forget that kids don't act the same ways in schools as they do at home. And what you see in schoolrooms is not always a reflection of what's being taught at home. And every kid is different and every kid has different attention spans, and to expect 30 of them in a classroom to all get along, it can be, you know, wishful thinking. And I know that teachers are tasked with a lot, but behavioral conditioning is an important part of it, of the education system, in my opinion.
So you're saying that parents have no part in this, no role?
There's a small role, but I think there's a bigger picture that doesn't include them.
Yeah, but I mean, just because, you know, the teachers have to deal, or you know, there's no funding or whatever for teacher or for the curriculum and stuff like that, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that the burden shouldn't still fall on the parents. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the burden still has to come with the parents. They're the ones that are raising the kids. It's not the teacher's job to raise a child to be able to get along with other children and have manners and stuff like that. That's secondary.
I understand that, but maybe, I don't know, maybe should it be? You know?
No.
If it's not being taught in the homes, and if the idea of the educational system is to prepare these children for our future, maybe we should change that a little bit so that we're actually doing that.
But I think Sam said it himself. Teachers have so much going on already. I will never blame the teachers,
honestly. There's a bad teacher here and there, just as like there's a bad person in every industry and every career here and there. And I understand how teachers can be the most selfless humans who give so much of themselves emotionally, financially, mentally, and physically to their jobs. I am going to put the entire blame on the government and the way that the system is set up. That's where I put it, honestly. Let me just give you an example. The school system in Finland, extraordinary. They consistently come out at the top for the international ranking for their education. So first of all, the kids start school when they're actually developmentally ready to learn and focus. So they start school between 9 and 9:45 because there's tons of research there showing that's when kids are actually ready to be in there and do the work and focus. They need their quality sleep in the morning. After every single class, students and the teachers, which is important that we take care of the teachers also, get a 15-minute break. This allows both of them to be well-rested and ready to teach and ready to learn. Oftentimes, the students have the exact same teachers for up to 6 years of their education, which allows the teachers to learn and with the students and, you know, change their teaching style for each student so
they
can really keep track of the progress that they're making. Mm-hmm. They have no need for private schools in Finland, and teachers are very well-respected. It's not an issue here. I find the lack of respect that teachers get sometimes is appalling to me.
Where did we go so wrong?
Well, I think we went wrong with not changing things. As the world changes, as we have more research, we're not adapting, exactly.
In Quebec, we do everything else our way. Why can't we do the school system our way, too?
Well, that's it. And that's why I don't put blame on the teachers at all. Should parenting be a little bit different? Maybe. That's probably offensive to a lot of parents who feel like they're doing their best job that they can or doing a good job. But, like, let's change things a little bit. We're doing the exact same things we've been doing for a really long time. I have a friend of mine. She lives in Nova Scotia, and I thought it was really weird. Her daughter must be in grade 2. too. And she got some sort of like class award last week, yeah. and she shared it online. And one of the things she was being rewarded for, and it was written right on the award, was for having a calm body in class. Like, that's a really strange thing to reward somebody for.
That's worse than a participation award.
Just like, what does that say to all the other kids? We know a lot of kids have behavioral issues right now. We know a lot of kids can't really stay still.
Right.
So if you're going to get an award for being able to like contain yourself, like I wanted to explode just thinking about it. We can't all sit still for 8 hours a day. It's not how it works.
It's just a weird award.
It's a weird award, right? Strange. We do have a teacher on the line right now, Chantel. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So Chantel, first of all, who do you think is to blame? Is it the parents? Is it the teachers? Or is it the educational system?
Well, it's definitely not the teachers. I can tell you that as a teacher, it's not the teachers to blame. I believe that as a society, the society, how we run our society, how our you know, the work system and all that stuff is really to blame. Parents, I think we have to be careful. A lot of parents do as much as they can. I'm a parent and I do as much as I can, and I still run into problems sometimes with my own children, right? So so I wouldn't say that it's entirely the parents.
So
there is lack of...
The expectation put on parents and family lives right now. And let's keep in mind, this teacher is a retired teacher, so she's older. So, you know, the expectation she has for the way that parents should have time isn't exactly reasonable. People are working really hard for not a lot of money right now.
Exactly. That's what I meant by a societal problem. I mean, parents are overworked. A lot of them have two jobs. They get home. They're tired. They got to do this homework, you know, and extra stuff. And sometimes it's just there's no more time to do that. And there's no more time to actually do parenting, like to connect with your kids.
Right.
That's the big, big issue. Parents not having time to connect with their kids. And then you end up with kids that go to school that have, you know, like huge emotional problems, you know, that they're sad or there's fighting in the family or there's trauma. There's all sorts of issues. And then they bring that to school.
Of course.
And this is...
And the parents
what the teachers...
The parents and the families are basically just trying to keep their heads above water, you know, at this point. So curious to know, as a teacher, do you think that the system needs an overhaul?
I think that... You mean the educational system?
Exactly.
Yeah, it can. I think it does. It can, absolutely. Teachers are overwhelmed. I mean, you know, it's one thing to teach academics, but we don't just teach academics, you know.
No.
We do, I often say we do a lot of parenting, you know. We're often, you know, teaching the kids, you know, the right way of doing things. And I was explaining earlier, is dealing with their emotions. That is something that we did not deal with when we were growing up.
I think we have most adults walking around right now who don't know how to deal with their emotions. Thank God for therapy. All right, Chantel, we have to run, but thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. And thank you so much for doing what you do every day as well.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
She's really good.
Yeah, this text kind of echoes what Chantel was saying. It says, I'm a mother and also a young child educator. And yeah, it's a society problem. The parents have no time to raise their kids, and they're expecting teachers to do it for them. That's a real problem. You know, it might be harsh to say, but there's some parents out there that maybe they're not ready, or they weren't ready to be parents.
Who is?
Well, I know who is.
Really?
You're not ready
is.
Until you have
yeah.
them.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is?
Another text from a mother who lived through this with her daughter. There were some years in elementary school where we had to deal with a lot of issues with her, and some years where the teacher knew how to bring out the best in her. I raised my kids to be respectful with a lot of guidance. I agree that parents play a huge role, but it cannot be all on the parents' shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, it triggered me a bit, even though I'm not a parent. I felt very defensive. I was because I really feel like people are doing their best.
They're trying.
Just like the teachers are in there and giving so much of themselves to do their best. If you tell the average parent that you're not doing it good enough, they'd be like, what do you want
from
me? That's
it. You're not seeing the whole picture.
What do you want from me? Anyway, thank you so much for all of those texts. Obviously a really interesting topic. We'll make sure the letter goes up on our Facebook page too at the Beat 92.5, so you can check it out.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
That's right. It happens every Friday at this time. Here's how it works. Our producer arranges for a complete stranger to come join us in the studio. They've got an amazing story, but here's the thing. Maybe it's true and maybe it's a complete lie.
Up to you to decide.
Complete fabrication. Exactly. You can text along with us. Let us know what you think at 92925. And we have someone walking in right now. Okay. So good morning. If you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Hi, my name is Erica, and I'm engaged to someone that I stalked the whole summer in the metro.
You're engaged to someone that you stalked all of last summer in the metro?
2 summers ago.
Okay, so I guess elaborate.
So I used to work near Square Victoria, and you always, when you take the metro, I live in Laval, you would see some people that you commute with on a daily basis. And right. it just so happened that I saw this person and I found him really good looking. And then as days went by, you know, again, working the same corporate hours, you see the same people. And I made it a mission to make up and like go talk to him.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
And how did that first conversation go?
It took a while. Like I said, it took a summer.
Oh, it was an entire summer that you were watching
him? It was
him.
An entire summer.
So were you like doing your hair and makeup differently suddenly?
No, not really. No.
You weren't trying to look?
No.
Okay. Were you taking pictures and sending them to friends and stuff?
No, I think a bit worse. I used to like stand next to him and try to like smell what he smelled like and try to like,
I was going to ask on a scale of one to creepy how creepy you were on the match. So that answered it.
You would try to smell him.
Yes. And yeah, he smelled really good.
He did, eh? Okay.
Oh my gosh.
What was the icebreaker? What were the first words that came out of your mouth when you encountered him?
He had never noticed me.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
So I just said, I find you good looking. Would you want to go for coffee? And he looked at me a bit weird and yeah.
Have you watched the show on Netflix, You?
Oh, yeah.
I watched the second season in less than a day.
Okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
Maybe you can relate.
Could you relate?
A little bit.
At any point, when did you tell him that you stalked him?
From the beginning.
Right from the start?
Did you have like a name for him? I'm assuming you were talking to friends about him, were you?
Yeah.
Did you have like a Metro guy? Hmm. Metro guy.
It was Metro. Cute Metro guy.
I had a Metro guy once. I didn't stalk him or smell him, but it was somebody. Yeah. And you had never locked eyes before you spoke with him?
Nope.
Was there ever a day when you're waiting for him at the Metro and he doesn't show up and you wait for a couple trains to go by just to see if he would actually come?
Oh, I did do that.
Oh, my gosh, Erica.
She was in love.
Wow, you were committed.
I was committed, yes.
What would you have done if he had said, no, I'm not that interested in going for a drink? Would that have just ruined your world?
Then you would have turned into the guy from You on Netflix.
Yes, then you would have, yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I probably would have just moved on or tried again. I don't know.
Tried again. Well, you've given up your whole summer. Why not?
Stalked someone else. Mm-hmm. Chose someone else. Mm-hmm. Well, what's his name?
I can't tell you.
Okay. Oh.
So how do you know that someone's not stalking him on the Metro now?
Ooh.
Why are you same putting plans? That in your head?
I don't know. It happened once. It can happen again.
Horrible.
Well, she has good taste. That's all I can
there
say.
There you go.
Okay, so I love that you made the first move when it came to a date. Who proposed?
He proposed.
Okay.
He did, yes.
Aww.
But he did tell me, you know, okay, you did the first step. Why don't you finish it off and just, you know, propose to me? And I said, no, I was the one that wanted to, you know, I didn't believe in the girl making the first move. I was always like about chivalry and men doing the first move. So
that's changed now. I'm sure your perspective on that has changed.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to do to make that first move because we do have these sort of like societal ideas in our brain that it's supposed to go one way, but sometimes you just won't get it done. Mm-hmm.
Who,
right?
who actually made the move for the first kiss?
I did.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Was it on the Metro?
No.
Did he propose on the Metro?
No.
Will you get married on the Metro?
No. All right. I hope not.
Wow. All right. So her name is Erica. She said she's now engaged to a guy that she stalked on the Metro for an entire summer.
The summer of love.
Summer she'll never forget.
Love these texts coming in at 1995. I don't know if I'm creeped out or impressed by her daily stalking routine.
Jesse says, for sure she's telling the truth. Sounds like something I would do. Jesse.
There are multiple people.
Stalkers.
I've seen three so far saying, you should try that, Nikki. You should do the same. I'm not about to go stalk anybody in the Metro to maybe find a fiance. All right. Are we ready to do this then?
I think so.
Okay. I think, do you mind if I go first this week?
Go for it.
All you.
I always love hearing your part because I wait for you to say what you're going to say because I love knowing if you're right or wrong. And like, you're so like enthusiastic.
Careful what you say. You're going to give her too much information.
Thanks for the love. Now I feel like there's even more pressure. Here's the thing. I want to say you're lying. Because you wouldn't say his name. I think you would have said his name. I don't know what there is to hide. Number two, I can't help but notice there is no ring on your left hand. Here's the problem. There is a rat. What did you do to your hand?
I fell down the stairs.
She fell down the stairs.
It's
so
inflamed.
It's all inflamed. Yeah. You can see it's swollen and it's all wrapped. So, That's tough. The wrap on your hand, it's like it could be a fake brace. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she made it swollen and is cutting off the circulation. You don't have a wedding ring on. You wouldn't say his name. I'm going to go with my gut on this, Erica, and I'm going to say that you're lying.
I am also going to say that you are lying because this story is what fantasies are made of. You know, times I've ridden the metro thinking to myself, I just wish that just someone would come up to me and tell me that I'm attractive, and it's never happened. It never happens. The metro is full of creeps, and I don't see love stories ever happening. It's what fantasies are made of. I'd like to believe it, and maybe one day it will happen, but the odds are not in your favor. I'm going to say that you're lying.
He's got a pregnant girlfriend, by the way. He's like, maybe one day that'll happen for me. Hopefully it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, well,
hopefully on the metro, doesn't. I mean.
I'm going to say it actually did happen. I'm going to say it's true, Sam. And I'm going to say just because it hasn't happened to you
right.
doesn't mean it can't happen to somebody
true.
Else. Erica's fiance, for example. I'm going to say it's true. I'm going to say this is one of those love stories that is just a little bit different and a little bit better than the average love story. And maybe it's because I like to believe in love that aww. I'm going to say that this happened, but you're going to break my heart if it didn't happen, Erica, but I'm going to say you're telling the truth.
This is tough. I keep going because she was so good with the metro stations, kept going back to that you both live in Laval. Mm-hmm. It's tough. I hope I don't regret saying that you're a liar, but Erica, the time has come.
I'm telling the truth.
Yes!
Oh my
God!
Yes!
Yes!
You're telling the truth.
You look like that kind of stalker.
Like, I would look at him. I would like see what he smelled like, but I wouldn't like creepily just stick next to him. But yeah, I would see him almost every day.
Okay, so it's true you did stalk this guy.
Yeah,
you did stalk.
I was with a coworker, and like I said, it was a mission because like, I'm a go-getter. So.
Wow.
Mission.
Yeah. And you are engaged to him.
Yeah.
You did hurt your wrist.
Yeah, my
That's
hands are swollen.
Why you don't have, oh my gosh, you didn't even do that to mess with
me. Yeah, no,
oh,
I did. My hand is really swollen.
Well, mission accomplished.
And you just wanted to conceal his identity, so you didn't want to give us his name.
Oh, his name is Gilbert.
Oh, now she'll give us. See, that's everything.
I would have
won this game had you done that originally. Wow. Well, I think it is a great story, number one. I love seeing how much of a go-getter you are. And just sort of like flipping, dating has changed so much. And look how that, I mean, I guess I'm giving myself advice here. Like,
she's talking to herself.
Ask her for a drink.
There's always hope. Don't worry.
There's always
hope. It took
me
this whole summer to get through it. And you know, I got a ring on my finger after a while.
I have commitment issues. I don't know if I can commit to a whole summer of stalking. But I'll try. I'll never forget this.
I was telling your producer that some people catch germs and colds on the metro. Well, I caught myself a guy.
So cute. Erica, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story with us.
Jesse texted us again. Yes, I can now stalk without guilt. Thanks, Erica. Dreams come true.
Yes, they do. But I can't believe how many people are saying that's how they met their husband or their boyfriend on the metro. That is impressive. I need to start taking the metro more often. Thank you so much for playing along with us for To Tell the Truth. And don't forget, if you ever want to be on it, maybe you have a great story or maybe you're a really great liar, shoot our producer Rob a text at 92925. Let him know you want to be on To Tell the Truth, and perhaps it could happen for you as well.